This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, rock stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, D.C., this is Rock on the Money. I'm talking about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent. We're so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions and comments, 989-AAA-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. What's up, Amanda?
Oh, not too much here, Craig. What's up with you?
So how many jobs do you currently have?
Currently?
Yes. Or do you have more? Didn't you mention you have more coming up?
Well, so I took a pause on what's generally my second job. But yes, the pause will be ending in shortly. I think I mentioned it before, I am an adjunct instructor for business law classes at an online university.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And here I am playing video games.
That's not true.
Actually, I was. I'm actually testing a game for Microsoft lately.
Oh,
it's coming out this fall. Remember Flight Simulator?
Sort
probably
of.
Not you. You probably didn't. Microsoft has made Flight Simulator since the 80s, and then it went away. Well, they're bringing it back. And so I'm actually one of their alpha testers for this thing. It is just stunning how realistic the whole world is available to you. They're showing off Azure, their cloud platform, which I enjoy investing in, by the way. Mm-hmm. The whole cloud out there, the platform is so powerful. It's amazing. It takes the Bing Maps, which everyone's used, like Google Maps. It uses AI and brings it and makes it 3D. So as you're flying, it looks like I'm flying a Southwest airplane and I'm looking out. It looks the same. Same mountains. Hmm. It has all the seasons, the snow, rain, real-time weather, real-time aircraft. Like the real planes that are up there now are included in there in real time.
Very cool.
It's insane. And I'm not allowed to show anybody screenshots or stream it. I signed one of those NDAs. Yeah. And if I ever violated that, I'd be calling you. Of course, you probably can't help me. But
yeah, I can't help you.
Ugh. So I can't wait to show everybody what this looks like. Anyway, that's my life.
That's right what now. You're up to.
And coaching.
Yeah, not me. I'm working.
What do we got on this episode?
Well, we're going to do a bit of a follow-up on the eBay challenge that we covered a bit of with our guest a week ago or so, Dana. And we're also we have a couple of social media questions. And then our Savvy Savings segment today is beauty on a budget.
I could use that.
You know, you inspired it with when I saw your home haircut. It gave me an idea that a number of people are probably struggling with their home regimens right now without all of the assistance from the beauty industry.
You know, after I cut my own hair, by the way, everybody, I posted on my personal Facebook page, my self-cut hair. I should have streamed it because it was like an hour process of trying to make it. I figured if I'm home for a couple of weeks, what's the harm? Let me try. Right. I mean, the worst I could do is I just pull up the clippers, which I have, and just do a number two or four and just whatever and reset. But I was actually kind of pleased. I'm like, wow, even my hairstylist commented. I think she was worried. Well,
anyway. Mine's just going to continue to grow, and we're going to find out what everyone's natural hair color is here real soon. So, yes.
It's not gray though.
Mine is partially,
Okay. What do you want to do first? I'll give you a choice.
Let's talk about eBay.
eBay. I threw this in the show notes because I've been actually working on eBay today. We listened to what episode was that? I can't remember which episode that was, 37, I think. We had Dana Crawford on here, and she taught us how to do eBay. And I hadn't used eBay in probably a decade. I don't know. When's the last time you've used it? You've probably used it.
Yeah, probably more recently, but more as a buyer than a seller. I haven't done a sale on eBay in probably 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, same with, I mean, I sold stuff back in the 90s probably, but... Mm-hmm. but just listening to her, I knew I wanted to sell stuff. So anyway, I got inspired. So I'm challenging people out there right now. And you adjust this dollar amount for me, Amanda. Is $100 a week selling pure profit, is that attainable for most people, do you think?
Pure profit?
Pure, I mean, after fees and everything. $100.
Oh, probably.
I think that's a low number. What I'm doing right now, and I think I'm going to probably... Maybe I'll post a blog on our website and, I don't know, videos of how I'm doing this. But I'm going to try and do $100 a week for a couple months, try and come up with $400 a month of profit of stuff just sitting in my house. Little things. I'm not going to just go find the most expensive item and put it on there. I mean, I'm selling like hockey pucks and patches. We'll get into that, what I did, but that's what I'm going to do. So far... What I've done is I've posted 12 items, and here I haven't used my account in a long time. So here's, if you're going to do this, people out there, and Amanda, if you try this, here's what I found out. I made my pile. I went through my house just like she said. She recommended take a box and go around and just find things. Oh, I don't need this. This is ugly, blah, 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 and just collect a bunch of stuff and then pop it down next to your computer. Okay.
Yeah. I have a pile.
You have one. So you've been doing this.
I made
a pile.
I made it through step one and then got distracted.
Oh, well, same here, actually. So, but today I like got bored. I'm like, oh, it's raining outside. Maybe I'll do this. So I got the app out. I installed the app on my phone. I didn't have it on there. The app's on there.
Oh, I already have the app. So I'm past step two. Oh, man. Now.
I tell you, I haven't used the app in ages. It was so awesome. I was actually impressed. We're not paid by eBay, by the way. We're getting nothing from eBay. So I pulled out the first item. I searched up. So what? Here's what I had. I found out I have 4 webcams still in a box, still sealed. They're Microsoft webcams. And and don't ask me why I still have these webcams, but I got these like in 2014, 2013, and they're still in boxes. I don't even know why I had them. My daughter needed a webcam because she's a school teacher and now she has to stream live to her kids. And she was complaining about her laptop camera. I said, well, the webcams and laptops are notoriously not that great. It's better to have an external webcam.
Yes, transfer and load.
Yeah. So I realized when I searched for one for her to buy, the prices are through the roof because everybody's at home. Everybody needs a webcam. So I found these old webcams still in boxes, and I found out these $30 webcams are... You can sell them as high as $100 right now.
That's crazy.
Which doesn't make sense to me. I searched just like she said. Then I clicked on sell one like this. Clicked on that. And these were completed sales, by the way, because you can sort that out. I found some that were $99 that were completed sales last week. A couple of them. I grabbed it. It copied everything over. I took some photos of the box. Hit post. It was that quick, Amanda. I posted 12 items in 15 minutes. There is no reason why anybody out there can't make some money right now by selling stuff on eBay. It was so easy. I was surprised. It was never that easy before.
No, before. Well, it was sort of easy before.
Yeah. But as far as like, I used to have to take photos with a digital camera and then put them on the computer, get the memory card, move it over. Or email.
Oh, yeah, you hadn't used it in a long time. I was using it with an app with my iPad at that point. So
yeah, the app was amazing. And like she said, Dana was mentioning that it would take the background out and make it white. It did it. It did all that stuff. So
very cool.
Here's something else I had. Don't ask me why I have this. Don't judge me, Amanda. Okay. I had an old PlayStation 2 DualShock controller, a game controller for the PlayStation 2. The PlayStation 2 hasn't been around since they discontinued that in 2012. It came out in October 2000. But for some reason, I still have one brand new in a box. I posted that thing. Within minutes, I had offers for $50.
Well, you know, not everyone is able to upgrade their PlayStation every time a new one comes out, Craig.
And there are a lot of great games on that that people like, the retro games that you can't play on the older machines. So, but anyway, so I've posted all that on there. I got 12 items. I have more items. And my goal, I'm going to do quick reports. We're not going to spend a whole segment on it, but I'm going to do quick reports. I want to prove to people that you can take ordinary, stupid old things in your house, like baseballs and hockey pucks and 20-year-old game controllers, and make money, make $100 a week.
20.
I had to do the quick math there. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's actually easy math. So now I'm scared for you.
There you go. So anyway, guys, seriously, if you need money and you're sitting around the house, there's only so much Netflix you can watch, right, Amanda?
I don't know. I keep finding more.
You keep giving me stuff to watch. I can't keep up. I mean, it all started with that tiger guy you gave me. Yeah. But grab a box, guys.
Well, I recently discovered Last Kingdom, and there's a new season of that coming out.
Oh, my God.
This weekend. Well, so when this podcast posts, it would have come out already, but
okay.
I tell you, that's a good-looking fella on there.
Great. But guys, take a box. Seriously, go around the house or have someone else do it for you.
Or if you don't have a box, you don't need a box. Just make a pile.
Yeah, just make a pile. And I'm telling you, you would be surprised what things are going for. I was shocked in how quick I'm getting bids right now. Within hours, I had bids on almost everything already.
And
I
you
was
don't
shocked.
Need the other things that Diana had mentioned, like the scale, shipping scale or label printer or anything like that to get started out on a small scale basis. Right, Craig?
No. And matter of fact, as I was finding previous items, it already knew the size, the package and the weight already because so many people have sold these items already. So a lot of the work was, I'm telling you, I hit that, added photos, posted it. I didn't even change the wording. I just went with whatever the successful seller had. I just went with it. If it's the same exact item, why change anything? So I just went that. Now I've gone back and looked at the ads just to make sure, but
that they're accurate.
Yeah. Just make sure that I'm okay with the shipping and stuff like that. But eBay is amazing. The app was amazing. Give it a shot, guys. Seriously.
That's
make
great.
Make a few bucks.
Hey, and people can really use a few extra bucks selling things that they don't need or use around their house right now.
And if you guys are doing the $100 challenge per week, give me some reports and post it in our group. Seriously. Post us your page. Cool. If you're selling stuff on your Facebook page, post in the group so we can watch. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Nobody should laugh at whatever I'm selling, by the way. They're going to judge me. I know they'll judge me. Hey, I got a social media question for you.
Yeah, look at us changing it up, talking about the topic first and then the social media questions.
Wow, we're getting a little wacky.
Keeping you on your toes.
Here's a question, and it probably won't take you long to answer this, okay? My employer gave notice today that they're stopping the company match to my 401k. What should I do?
Okay. Well, first of all, they're probably pausing your company match. I would imagine once these companies get past this crisis stage, they will probably continue again, wouldn't you say, Craig?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. In order to remain competitive.
Right.
But anyway, so when we talk about getting yourself to baby step four, where you're contributing to your retirement fund, we say initially it should be 15%, and that's your own money. 15% of your income is what you are contributing.
Yes.
Any company match is icing on the cake, which might bring you to 18%, 20%, 16%, depending on what the match is. But that is not part of your calculation for what you are contributing. So the answer here is that you should keep contributing your 15% as if they were still continuing the match. You should continue to contribute 15% whether there's a match or not.
Greg, I love
what
it.
What say you?
Yep. You know what? I never ever thought that while we're doing this podcast and we keep coaching that we don't care about company matches or profit sharing. We just do our own 15%, that there would be a time where that company match would actually be paused. And in what we've been saying would make sense now.
Yeah. That's I mean, I weird. Don't count on my company match because my company match is so
pitiful.
Practically non-existent. So
there you go.
I mean, it's still free money, but it's not hardly anything. It's not even a percentage of salary where I am. It's a dollar amount.
Yeah, I get two company matches.
It's a very small dollar amount.
Is it?
Yeah.
I get two because I work two. One's four, one's 9.3, which is one of the highest out there.
That's very generous. It's insane.
And then there's profit sharing even on top of that. Yeah, there won't be profit this year, by the way. I just want to point that out. So this year's a wash. Hey, I got another question for you.
Okay.
I don't think it'll take you long to answer this one either. I have already received my 401k company match for the year.
Okay.
I was thinking of halting my payroll distribution until the stock markets recover. Your thoughts, please.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that they got their match already. That's great.
It's probably pitiful like yours.
I was going to say, I also received my match for the year. Yeah. It comes in January because it's just it's like, I don't know. A nice dinner, I guess.
Yeah, I got you.
A really nice dinner, but a nice dinner.
Okay.
Again, company match should have no bearing whatsoever on your contributions to your retirement fund. Mm-hmm. So what the fact that the company match has already been deposited into your account has zero to do with whether you should continue to make your own contributions. I say, and what I'm personally, actually, I increased my contributions. I didn't stop.
Yes.
I have increased mine to, I think, 18% at this point. Mm-hmm. And we have also opened additional accounts to put other money in.
Love
so
it.
I would keep dumping money into the markets as much as you can at this point.
I love it.
Again, we've said this before again and again. There's a big sale going on right now. Mm-hmm. Scoop these shares up while you can at a discount.
Yep. And one of my companies, I'm doing a 50% contribution rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm buying. I could put more in, but I can't.
Yeah. Now, obviously, if you're struggling to make ends meet and you're unable to pay your rent or your mortgage or put food on the table, that's a different situation. You should be taking care of your four walls first. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, yes, you need to pause or halt your payroll distribution until this storm passes and you're able to make those contributions again.
Good point. And don't forget the baby steps. Baby step. Hey, mm-hmm. I got another. I'm sorry I keep asking all these questions.
Okay.
But this one's up your alley.
Yes.
Social media question number three. Would you buy a house right now? We've had a side discussion about this also, by the way. We just chat. This is the only time we actually physically talk to each other, by the way. A little behind the scenes there. But would you buy a house right now, Amanda?
Yeah, it depends. So okay. If it was for me to live in and it was getting myself out of a rental market, then possibly. Mm-hmm. If it's an investment property, which is what I generally look at, then I'm holding off right now because as sad as it is to say, I believe we are going to see a drop in housing prices in the next 9 to 12 months.
Yeah. There's been more chatter about that on TV as well. So. Yeah.
So if you are buying a house for yourself, like if you're already under contract, then and you were going to make that decision a month ago and it still makes financial sense for you today, then I would say by all means, continue forward. If you are in a situation where this is part of your long-term plan is to get yourself and your family into home ownership and it makes sense financially, then by all means, continue forward. I would be extra cautious at this point in time, though, that you don't buy more house than you can afford. Remember, we are looking for at most a 15-year mortgage where the monthly payment, including your escrow contributions for taxes and insurance, does not exceed more than 25% of your take-home pay.
Right.
Otherwise, your house poor. I would be extra diligent in making those requirements right now because, again, we don't know what this housing market's going to look like in the next year once we get out of this mess and people are realizing that this 3-month hiatus that the mortgage companies are giving you on payment doesn't mean that you don't have to pay. It means that now all 3 months are due at the same time.
Right.
And people are going to struggle to make those payments.
And guys, that 15-year thing that we keep repeating, we're not forcing you to do the 15-year thing. It's part of the budget that Amanda keeps talking about. We're trying to keep you from being house poor so you have money available for other things. If you're spending more than 25% of your money on the house, you know, the whole payment. Yeah, you know, like I'm coaching some people, Amanda. One person had 60% of their take home is going to the mortgage.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why they're underwater. And I told them, well, you're going to have to do something about the house. I mean, once you lay everything out, it's clear what the issue is. It's either vehicles or it's a house or it's the credit cards or the income. It really stands out, Amanda, when we do the coaching. You fill it out. There it is. It's like, okay, yep. Well, you got to figure it out. So
me personally, I am holding off on any, I'm not even looking right now to purchase. We've decided to pause and we will reassess the situation and the market in about 6 months.
Yep. I'm with you. I'm going to do the same thing and I'm going to be coming to you.
Good. I can refer you to someone great.
Good. All right. I need some beauty on a budget.
All right. Well, let's chat about that after our break.
Okay. We'll take a quick break, guys. And we'll do some savvy savings with Amanda. I love this segment. It's my favorite because I don't have to talk. So I'm just kidding. You know that.
What are you talking about? I just answered all the questions.
See? But I typed up the show notes. So. All right. You're listening to Rock on the Money. Stress. Whether you're buying or selling a home, be sure you are working with an expert in your local area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com will match you with up to 3 qualified, licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of over 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, fixer-uppers, mountain retreats, vacation properties, or your first-time home buyer, let Choice Realty Connect match you with a perfect top agent today. Choice Realty Connect is who I trust, and I know you will too. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money with Craig and Amanda. Hey, if you have comments, you don't like something we said, you got a question, anything, please voice it. You can record it on our hotline. We got a hotline, Amanda.
That's great.
Yes, I know you're excited. 989-888-ROCK. 989-888-7625. It's an easy to remember number, guys. I paid for that number, Amanda.
989-888-ROCK.
Whoa! I love that. Like natural radio DJ. All right, Savvy Savings with Amanda.
All right, so we're going to talk today about beauty on a budget. And a lot of my tips today are things that you can just look around your house and find without having to take a trip to the drugstore, which is really important right now while we're all social distancing and minding our budgets.
Okay.
So the first one is to drink plenty of water. That's easy, right, Craig?
I can do that.
Yeah, because water, dehydration affects your complexion. So you want to make sure you're well hydrated. That means drinking plenty of water early in the day and making sure that you get enough to drink there. And another tip, coffee is a dehydrating agent. So that will also affect your complexion. And I certainly notice it. If I'm drinking coffee, my complexion shows it within a day or two.
Wow.
I start looking older for sure.
I'm not saying a word.
That's why I usually stick to tea.
There you go.
Speaking of tea, do you have puffy eyes ever, Craig?
I'm 57, Amanda. So we all have puffy eyes. You'll find out.
Yes, then. So you can use green tea bags. If your eyes are looking a bit tired or have dark circles, grab some green tea, brew the tea like you normally would, soak them, and then chill for the amount for the ultimate budget eye mask. Green tea's antioxidants naturally reduce swelling.
So I like lay down and put them on the bags?
Yeah, make sure they're cold. You don't want to scald your eyelids. Yeah,
I would have permanent brown. Like, yeah, that would look.
So you do it after you've used the brewed tea bags. I make green tea every day. So you could just save them and then stick them in your refrigerator or freezer and then stick them on your eye for a few minutes at night. And it helps bring down the swelling.
All right.
Like I've seen people do cucumber slices.
That's what I see in the movies all the time. Mm-hmm, I guess that looks better than tea bags.
Yeah. So. You know what I've heard a lot of my friends complaining about is not having the nail salons open. Mm. So if you want to do your own perfect home manicure, I have the hardest time with that because, you can usually get one hand painted, but then everything turns into one hot mess with nail polish everywhere when you go to use your non-dominant hand to try and paint. Mm. I don't know if you've ever thought of that.
Yes, that's happened to me every day. Yes, when I'm doing my toes.
So you can apply petroleum jelly to cuticles and the skin around your nails with a cotton swab, and that will prevent nail polish from sticking to the skin. Ugh. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then when you're done painting, you can do a quick dry to your home manicure one of two ways. You can either use spray cooking oil. So spritz a bit of the spray cooking oil all over your nails. And that also helps to hydrate your hands as well. I don't know if Craig, last time you got a manicure, did you use the quick spray, the quick dry spray at the salon?
Oh, yes, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're just going to replace that with cooking oil here at home. Or the second option, if you don't want to use your pantry items,
yes,
you could dump ice cubes into a bowl of cold water. And then you first air dry your nails for 3 minutes and then submerge them in ice water for 3 more minutes. And it helps the polish harden faster.
I'm just sitting here
thinking. The worst thing in the world is you spend all this time and effort painting your nails and then they smudge.
Exactly. I'm just sitting here thinking I'm a guy right now because I don't understand any of this.
Oh, don't you worry. We're going to have some tips for men at the end.
Oh, good. I could use some, actually.
Yeah. Are you looking to give yourself a nice glow?
Mm. Yes.
You could mix serum with foundation. If you don't want to spend extra money on tinted moisturizer or highlighting base, mix a little serum into your foundation and it adds an extra glow. And if you don't have a serum, which is what us older ladies are using nowadays, then any moisturizer will also do the trick. Speaking of your complexion, you could make your own face scrub from your pantry for exfoliating. You can use a completely natural alternative using your pantry essentials. Add just a small amount of ground almonds to coconut oil and then gently rub into your skin and then wash it off.
Wait a minute.
Makes a great face scrub.
You ground up the almonds, mix them. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of this stuff.
Okay. How about coffee grounds? Do you have that? You can create a scrub out of coffee grounds.
Every morning.
Yeah. So create a free body scrub by mixing in leftover coffee grinds, which we talked about how to save on coffee. Everyone's brewing their own at home now for sure, right?
Yeah.
So use those leftover grounds with your usual shower gel and use it in the shower for a free body scrub.
Really?
You could also brighten your hair for a very inexpensive cost. You could use apple cider vinegar, which is generally around $1 a bottle. Yeah. Just use a little bit of apple cider vinegar as a clarifying shampoo. It'll leave your hair with great shine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Have you run out of makeup remover while you're stuck indoors?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you have a young child in the home, maybe you have some baby shampoo. Johnson's baby shampoo with the No More Tears formula is great. And it's a gentle way to take off your eye makeup. And a big bottle of that costs less and lasts much longer than tiny bottles of actual eye makeup remover anyway. So you may just want to continue that practice after this quarantine is over.
That's a pretty good tip right there.
It is. Yeah.
I'm sure that's a little bit better for your skin too. It's got to be gentler than that, some other stuff I know people use.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're using every drop of your perfume. So when you get to the bottom of your perfume bottle and your scent, and it won't spray anymore, you can pour in the remaining of it into an unscented moisturizer or body wash and get some more use out of it. You could have great smooth skin with olive oil. So regular olive oil will give you super soft skin. Just put a few drops on a cotton ball and dab on the flaky spots, avoiding any breakout zones. And then steam your face over a hot bowl of water to help it sink in. I know when I was living in Wisconsin, my skin was always dry. Now that I'm back in Florida, I am smooth and well hydrated. All this humidity seems to just soak right into me.
Yes.
The dry Wisconsin air gives you like rough elbows and now my elbows are soft again. Buy in bulk. So if you are running out of your shampoo or conditioner and you need to go out, make sure you're buying that in bulk always. Mm-hmm. The biggest size that you can find, they're always more cost efficient. So I only buy shampoo and conditioner once a year, if that. And I buy the large liters, and only when they're on sale, like buy one, get one free, or buy two, get one free, so that I'm always getting a large liter for free because they're expensive. You know, a liter of shampoo, of quality shampoo, is around $30 a bottle. But if you buy like the smaller containers of it, it's $18, $19 for a third of the size.
Right.
So you definitely want to buy in bulk. You can refresh your lip colors. So when you're tired of a lipstick shade, you can melt a feel... or you're running really low on them and you can no longer use it in the tube that it's in, you can melt your colors and, you know, just scoop them out of the tube, pop them in the microwave, and then pour into a little tin. And then you can just rub it on like a lip balm. You can lather up for less. So choose bar soap over body wash. And I know we talked about putting your perfume into your body wash or using your coffee grounds with your body wash. But if you choose to forego those niceties, then you can choose bar soap over body wash. They're a lot less expensive, last forever, and create less waste. So they're better for the environment.
Do you use bar soap or body wash?
I use body wash.
Bar soap, old fashioned.
Yeah. I know I'm ruining the environment, but I buy in bulk, so I don't have to buy as often and use as much plastic.
I just can't get the body wash to work for me. I don't know. I just don't. Maybe I'm just used to the bar of soap and a washcloth.
All right. I'm going to try bar soap someday soon.
I use Irish Spring. I don't know why. I love it. Anyway.
Yeah. And Irish Spring is a family favorite in my family as well.
Yeah.
So do you know anyone who has trouble with acne, or maybe you're having an outbreak because of all the extra stress of having young ones in the house nowadays? There are a number of basic home acne fighters. Anti-redness eye drops can actually reduce acne breakouts. It constricts the blood vessels. You ever get those like red dry eye? Voice on that commercial, dry eye.
Yeah.
The Ferris Bueller teacher. Things, anti-redness eye drops like Visine, they constrict the blood vessels and reduce inflammation, which is exactly what it does in your red dry eyes. So you can soak a cotton swab in the eye solution and hold it against a pimple for 5 minutes to reduce swelling. It also works to soothe itchy bug bites or fight under eye circles, again because it's reducing the swelling. Another trick, you could apply a mouthwash to a pimple. The alcohol helps to the pimple to shrink and fade faster. Or again, if you're one of those moms with young kids in the house and you're already stealing the Johnson's baby shampoo, take some of their diaper rash cream as well. It makes for a great spot corrector. It contains zinc oxide, which is an anti-inflammatory.
Nice.
And for you gentlemen out there, have you run out of shaving cream yet, Craig?
Because I'm always on the road, yes, I have.
Yeah. Here's a hack for you. You can also use conditioner, hair conditioner for it. So if you're in a hotel, you can snag the free conditioner and use that as shave cream as well. Or use the last of conditioner lying around. Or you can pick up conditioner. Cheap conditioner is available at dollar stores for a fraction of the cost of shaving cream.
I will admit, I've done that, by the way.
You have. Mm-hmm. And how did it work?
It worked perfect. It actually, I have wondered, why am I taking shaving cream while I'm on the road?
Yeah.
It actually worked very well.
It works great. I use it to shave, actually. So, and then the other option is coconut oil. It also works apparently for shaving as well. I have not tried coconut oil. Yeah.
No, I used, it was either that or the lotion with the hotel. Mm-hmm. And I got the same exact shave, no cuts, nothing.
Yeah. Conditioner is a great one.
That makes sense. All right, that was great. So that's it.
Do you have any other tips for us, except you know, in addition to shave or to cutting your own hair at home?
No. I'm still cutting it. I'm trying to even it out. It looks better on Facebook. When you're in person, it's like you can see how it's a little uneven. So it's
you're saying it's better from a distance.
Yes. And a little Photoshop. But it works okay. I mean, for now.
And then, you know, finally, if you can afford it, once these salons and, you know, nail salons, hair salons and all of those places open back up, I'm sure they would very much appreciate your support as they ramp up business again.
Absolutely. I've been messaging mine, making sure she's okay. And, you know, her husband's working all the time, but she's bored to death. I said, well, you give it a couple weeks. You're not going to be bored anymore. I wonder if you think prices will go up when they reopen? I mean, obviously the demand's going to be there between hair coloring and...
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to find out, I guess. All right, that was great, Amanda. You need to write a book. This stuff would be awesome in a book.
Well, that's a thought. Yeah, maybe. All right.
Thank you very much, Amanda. That was great. I'm going to go work on my cuticles.
Okay.
All right. And as always, a quick reminder, check out our website, rockonthemoney.com. We have show notes. All the podcasts are located right there. The website turns into a player. You can play it right on your phone. Plus, there's links there so you can subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platforms, including Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, and TuneIn. And if you could leave us a review and some star ratings on those platforms, it really, really helps us out a lot. Check out our Facebook group community with over 3,000 people in there. Facebook.com/groups/your401k. And also check out our Facebook page at Rock on the Money. So long, everybody. We really, really do have a lot of gratitude for you listening, sharing, and spreading the word. You guys are great. Amanda and I cannot emphasize how much we appreciate you guys. So long, and we'll see you again next week. Until next time, America. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.